Hello.
Hello out there.
Podcast.
Thank you.
Hear ye, hear ye.
You missed it.
My niece was in a play, and she was the caller, the crier.
Pound crier, not the caller.
Same thing.
All single women come to
Put your hands up,
the
up in the club, just got done.
Let Prince Charming look you over.
If you that's funny.
Love Cinderella.
Yep. Cinderella, Cinderella.
Hello.
Well, happy Thursday.
Yes.
Back to the pod.
Last week.
Yeah, it has been a pretty fast week. It feels like we just did a
I
podcast.
know. Oh, well.
Well, do you want to start off with some tidbit
Yeah,
news?
I love tidbits.
All right. Well, I have a couple of stories.
Okay.
Then we can go into the shows because I figured out what I thought was hilarious and it's still funny.
Okay.
So that'll be a cliffhanger. So
Okay.
my first tidbit news is Jeff Bezos and his wife, the Amazon founder, have settled their divorce.
Yeah.
And she's getting 4% of Amazon,
That's all?
which is $35.6 million.
Oh no. The rule's supposed to be half.
But she also like didn't even work there, so
I don't care. You get married, you are together for that many years, you birth his children, you get half.
well, I think she got a lot of other stuff too, but
Well,
that's how much she got of Amazon.
yeah, and then that
But
next Jimbo's gonna get it all.
well, I don't even think he owns 100% of Amazon. So maybe he only owns like a certain percentage and she took 4 of his percentage.
Well, I don't know. I did see that blip on the news, but I didn't pay attention, so I'm not sure. Well,
Well,
good. I'm glad now he can go with his bimbo and show his naked pics all day long and not have to work.
also, what middle-aged woman's name is Mackenzie?
Is that the bimbo or the wife?
The wife. Jeff and Mackenzie.
That is, how old is she?
Think she's 40s, 50s.
Because I'm thinking Jake's age, there's no Mackenzies.
No, Mackenzie is my
Yeah.
age. Jake's age is Lindsay.
Lindsay's and Michaela. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. Maybe she had a progressive mother.
Maybe. But do you have any tidbit news? I have some other.
No, you go.
Oh, this is my
You
segment.
go.
Okay. My next tidbit news is I follow Kaylin from The Bachelor. As you guys can remember, this was Miss America, one of the Miss Americas from Colton season.
Yeah.
I saw on her Instagram, she's hanging out with Cassie, the winner.
Was a plan.
Yeah, I was like, so much for being so upset, eh?
When she left, she said, "Go get your man," or "Go get engaged," or something like that.
Well, it was all part of the plan. You be the bachelorette and I'll win. It didn't work out quite like that.
And the other one got in under the wire. She got her.
Her enemy. Well, I thought that was interesting and I was confused.
Yeah.
What? It's all a
It's
plan.
all planned. Yeah, nothing surprises me.
Yeah. My next tidbit news is the missing kid from the news who claimed to be the missing kid is not.
I heard it was a hoax.
Not the missing kid.
So what's the details on that? All I heard was they claim it was a hoax.
All I heard was the DNA test came back that is not him.
Oh, so they have DNA on him.
Which I was thinking about that. I was like, why would they have DNA? Do they have my DNA? Like, do you have DNA before you're missing? A record of it?
Well, if you have, like, hair on a hairbrush.
Oh.
Like, then they could get the DNA. And so when he was missing, I'm sure maybe they went and retrieved DNA or something to find.
Oh, okay. I didn't know if, like, the government had a big refrigerator of everybody's DNA.
Yeah. You spit in a little tube, and then they put a little piece of white paper on it, and they say Lindsay's DNA.
Yeah, that's what I thought for a second.
Hey, who knows? They got your fingerprints. If you do your fingerprints anywhere, they keep it forever.
Like at school?
Yeah. My fingerprints are on file because I am a realtor and we had to have
Well, mine are all the way in Corpus. That's far away.
Well, yeah, okay.
It would take a long time for them to find me in a crime. Well, another bit of tidbit. Gary V posted a video of his response to College Gate.
Oh, really?
That's good. Ah. Yeah. Somebody asked, and it's the way it's a cut together and pasted in the music. It's so good. I'll send it to you. But he says the question, somebody asked a question. It says, what's the best plan, best piece of advice for parents on getting their kids into college? And he responds and goes, I can tell you how not to get your kids in college. And then it goes on like all these cut up things of him saying all these things. And it would be like, you've lessened your kids so much that they know that they can't even get into Harvard, but that's the only way that you're proud of them. So now their self-esteem is like even lower than if they just couldn't get in. But now it's so low because you have to pay for them to get in, and you won't even be proud of them if they go to some state school that they can actually get into. And so
I don't even think they raise those kids to even think twice about doing something so sketchy. Those kids,
no, I don't
think they are entitled. And hey, Dad, why aren't you dropping the big bucks for me to get in school?
Well, his point is saying that those kids will never amount to anything because,
yeah,
they've messed them up. So
yeah,
much.
And I think that they've been messed up way before the college year.
Oh yeah,
I mean, I think from 5 years old, they were the ones, you know.
But he always talks about, like, being a trust fund baby is way worse than being, like, poor in the ghetto. Yeah. He's like, you'll never amount to anything.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah.
It's super good video.
Yeah.
I loved it.
He's not usually, I mean, not that that's political, but he's not usually, like, up on current events. Like, he's just, or is he?
No, not really. Like, but
he just talks about being in business and hustling. And
yeah, he doesn't ever talk about politics, but he's anti college. So it just fit right in with his.
Yeah, anti college, anti house.
He's actually just anti school.
Anti cars. You got to spend every dime you have on your business.
Yeah. I actually saw him interview these two guys on his podcast, and the two guys, he was like, so whenever you made this big deal, what did you guys do? And they were like, nothing really. He was like, y'all didn't buy a new car. And the guy was like, no, we don't have cars. We literally Uber every single place in our life. And they live in like LA. It's not like they live in New York.
How do you Uber?
And I was like,
hey, cost you $100 a trip. That's not smart.
Well, I started thinking about it. And I was like, I wonder what the. But he said they can work in their car. It's like having a Subway.
Huh.
So they work instead of driving 2 hours to Santa Monica, they can work 2 hours on the way to Santa Monica.
Huh. I don't know.
I was like, you have
to add that up and see how that really pans
out.
Well,
like, it depends on what time of day and how far they're going in their Uber drives.
Yeah.
Because, like, the most I've paid for an Uber driver is, like, $30.
But still, if you had to do that every day, 30 times 30 days, that's $900 a month. You might as well buy a car.
But then they can't work in the car.
How much money can they be recouping for that hour they're in the car?
I don't know.
I mean, unless they're, like, but, making transactions every minute.
But they also work in their house. So they don't drive to work every day. Oh, okay. So I don't know if it's...
So it's just
I don't know. I thought it was very interesting.
Yeah.
I thought it was interesting because, like, it's, like, so... It seems like it's so out of our realm to even imagine that.
Yeah, no, I'm having my car. Sorry. Sorry, Gary V.
Well, that's why you're not a bajillionaire.
Oh. Well, I guess I'll never be a bajillionaire because I'm having my car.
Well, I know you saw my tweet because you liked it, but he was on a podcast and somebody asked him what he does in his free time and he said work. And he was like, well, when's the last time you went to, like, something like the movies or something? He was like, 2005. He was like, I hate movies. That's a waste of my time. So, I also hate movies.
You don't. I guess I don't. To a movie. You like to go to a movie if it's a good one.
Yeah, I don't hate movies. But I'm not one of those people that's like, oh, let's just, like, watch a movie. I'm like, ugh.
Yeah. I agree. Yeah. I have a friend who used to say, oh, let's just, y'all meet me at the movie. Let's go to the movies. And it's like, no, I don't want to go and sit at a movie. Let's go eat or something and we could talk. Yeah. Next to me in a movie. I don't know. Don't like that.
You don't like the movies either.
Well, they need to be really good one for me to want to go.
I do prefer going to the movies than watching a movie at my house.
Oh, yeah, me too.
Because I like the event.
Yeah.
Well, that's all I have for my tidbit news. So should we move on to TV?
Sure.
Okay. How about we talk about Vanderpump Rules?
Vanderpump.
I wrote, Katie still sucks.
And I wrote, FOMO.
Yeah, three shows talked about FOMO this week.
Which one?
Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, Vanderpump, and
Summer
House? New York.
Oh.
Ramona was talking about FOMO.
Oh, well, Ramona got it bad.
Oh, yeah. But I was like, what the heck? They're all on the same.
Yeah. I don't know. I wrote FOMO, and I said, my quote of the night was from Sandoval. Katie was talking about walking on the beach and how the sand felt good, but her feet were dirty. And he said, barefoot in a Hollywood grocery store. That's gross.
That's gross. I wrote the quote of the night is, I have tiny eardrums.
Oh, who said that?
Kristen said it 10 times. I have tiny eardrums, so she couldn't hear anything. I was like, when has that ever been an issue?
Nobody has that.
I was like, when has that ever been an issue?
Yeah.
I also wrote, can we stop saying Bubba?
Yes. That's so annoying.
I wrote, neglected Bubba.
Throw Bubba out.
We neglected Bubba.
Oh man, that's
I also really enjoyed when they panned over to Lisa Vanderpump cooking in the kitchen.
For real.
I rewound it because I was looking down at something. I looked up and I was like, what the?
Yeah. It's ridiculous. And then when you put it together with what's happening on Real Housewives with her.
Yes,
it's
great.
It's all a farce. It's all just a facade. None of it's
a fart?
A farce. Yeah, it's a fart. Speaking of that, did you see the boys farting on each other?
Yes.
I was like, these guys are 35 freaking years
Jack
old.
Jack said I can taste it. So gross. Yeah, they're older than 35.
Yeah. Jack
is like 40.
Yeah. I know. And how about Stassi's boyfriend? How much of a dad bod could that guy
have? Ugh.
I mean,
how much crying could we have?
I know. And I mean, Stassi's a bitch. So, I mean,
he's just going to have to get over it. Yeah.
Really? He wants to go party with the guys at 3:30 and she wants to go to bed? Okay, that's a big red flag, girl.
Yeah, I was on her side in the fight.
I mean, I just, when do you grow up? I don't know. But
it was a lot of crap.
How about the skinny dipping? I would not be in the ocean at night. That's when the creatures come out.
I don't know, but do all of them have fake boobs? Because all of their boobs looked like they were standing straight up like circles. And I thought
like
to myself,
little melons?
That's not what my boobs look like when I skinny dip.
Well, and I paused it because I wanted to see what they look like because it was really fast. They all look pretty good, even Katie.
Yeah, but whenever they're in their interviews, they all look like SG poisoning.
Yeah,
puffy sodium face.
And Brittany had on like some high waisted, like I don't know if that was a bathing suit bottom. Or what? Did you notice her underwear?
Well, I didn't pause it to see them naked.
I did. I wanted to see which was which.
So I didn't notice who was who.
Anyway. Well, and Brittany, I mean, she's got the stomach problems and she's still slamming down shots. Like, you go, girl.
Yeah. She's like, I'm just going to have a tequila shot. I'm not going to have, like, a mixed drink, Jack.
He's like, so is your stomach okay? Is your stomach all right?
Yeah.
Like, well, yeah, she's good. Drink another one. And how about Ariana being so drunk? I mean, it just...
Yeah, she was like, and then when you walk by the forest, it comes into your life as a green aura. I was like, what did she say?
Yeah, that's what they were saying. That she had, and Schwartz is like, man, I like Ariana drunk. That is so cool.
Because he's scared of her when she's sober.
I know. Yeah. He's such a wuss.
Oh, Bubba.
Bubba. And then, okay, it's the grand opening and the line at Tom Tom is around the corner. Y'all have fun in Puerto Rico, kids. Don't worry about a thing.
Don't come back. Yeah.
I love that.
That is funny.
So, I guess that's basically all.
Did you watch Summer House?
I watched Summer House.
I loved Summer House. It's getting good.
It's so stupid.
I like it.
I do like it. It is one of my... It keeps me interested.
Well, I put poor Jordan getting roasted at the vineyard.
Man, well... He's being so weird. I mean, man, I mean,
yeah, how about
girls
the
last night?
How about the virginity discussion? Don't go into detail for our podcast so that we don't get put on like the rated R list, but
oh, when they were in the
yeah,
the
don't go band? Into detail.
Oh man, that was last week, wasn't it?
Yeah, but they talked about it again.
I know. And it's like, okay, he's just too weird.
He made that up.
Yeah. Well, and he doesn't have that thing that says you shouldn't talk about this.
Yeah. A filter?
Yeah, a filter. There you go.
I did love, I think it was Kyle that said it, that no one better talk about Lindsay and Everett And Lindsay, that's why she was so mad at Jordan. He's like, it all boils down to Jordan talked about Everett.
Who said that?
Kyle.
Oh, okay.
She was going on about how he's a piece of shit because he was so terrible and did this to Danielle. But Kyle was like, no, the reason she's mad is because he said the thing about Everett.
It's true.
Did you not see that?
I think I did. I don't know. Maybe
when he said exhibit A about relationships that aren't working when you move in together. And it was. And she like turned into like a monster.
Yeah, I did see that. I didn't see when Kyle's made his thing.
Yeah.
His statement.
He said that this week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, when they were at the vineyard, I wrote down a quote. Kyle said, only first base, man. I wish you guys would have banged and it would have been much more interesting.
Yeah.
I like
that. That was funny.
I think he's funny.
Yeah, I think he would be fun to be friends with.
He's just an alcoholic, the worst kind. I mean, I don't know what Amanda thinks is going to happen. I mean, she just, it's right in front of her face. The cheating, the drinking.
Yeah, I wrote, can we stop with the couple fights? It equals a drag.
I know, exactly. And then how about Miss Thing, who is just like the queen of the show? Paige. Don't fall in love with me, Carl, okay?
Yeah. Her voice is starting to wear on me a little bit.
I think she's just a little too arrogant.
That New Jersey Chandler Bing voice. Mr. Bing-a-ling.
She's from upstate New York.
She's got it a little bit.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Maisel, don't fall in love with me, Kyle.
No.
I wrote... Oh, Carl, yeah. I wrote down, that's the thing, ... this is my face.
Huh.
Do you know what that means?
No.
Me either. I must have thought it was funny, but I don't remember.
Well, one thing, Kyle was really drunk and trying to put on his clothes with his suspenders. For some reason, he had suspenders on. And then Amanda's really mad and...
It's because they were dressed up as the World Cup and they were dressed up at each country. They thought would win.
Has suspenders.
Germany.
Oh, okay. Well, anyway, so he's barely able to stand up and she goes in, slams the door in the bathroom and he goes, what are you doing? She goes, I just need some time, okay? And he goes, no, you're pooping. And then he says to himself and he goes, girls don't poop. Girls don't poop.
Yeah.
I thought that was so funny.
That was stupid.
Girls don't poop.
I did think it was funny that Carl's outfit was Brazil.
Oh, is that?
Did you hear him say that? Like, because he was dressed like a douche. So he was Brazil
again. I missed some stuff.
Yeah, he was wearing a green suit jacket, opened up with shorts, no shirt underneath. So he was Brazil.
Oh, well, I did see him, and Paige was cute with her little,
Yeah, she was French.
Yeah.
France.
What do you call that little hat?
Beret.
A little
beret. A raspberry.
Yes, hers was black, though, but, he said, well, so, what do you think? You think you like me, or you think, and she's like,
Yeah, I thought that was funny. I did get one major point that I related to Paige. She said her parents ruined her love life.
I saw that.
I've been saying that forever.
Well, we're not so in love that we're disgusting.
Well, I don't think she meant that either.
She said my parents worship each other. Something like that. And it was like, Lindsay says that, but that's not why. You say your daddy ruined men for you.
I think that's true too.
Well, I'll take it as a compliment.
Well, it's gonna be hard to find somebody to do as much stuff as what dad would do for me. So that's,
I don't think so. You just hadn't found the right guy yet.
Well, That's true, actually. I have had guys that would be willing to do stuff. I just don't like them.
True. They would do stuff for you.
I need to reevaluate, maybe.
Yeah, and if they don't automatically know they should do it, I'm sure you could tell them how and when, and it would be done.
No, I don't want to tell you to do it. I want you to want to do it. I want you to want to take out the trash.
I want you to know when I'm feeling neglected, Bubba.
Bubba? Bubba.
I don't want to have to tell you, Bubba.
That is what she said.
Yes, I don't want to have to tell you. Was like,
he'll never get it.
Well, no. She had to tell him it was time to get married.
Yeah, he'll never get it, so. Well,
next.
Real Housewives of Beverly Hills?
Oh, I don't have any notes. I know I watched it.
Oh, well, I wrote that house. When they went to her friend's house, Kyle's friend's house?
Yeah, who's that?
I don't know, but I was impressed by the house.
Yeah, and I wonder, like, okay, so why all of a sudden, oh, here's my friend that I've been knowing since Mauricio and I were dating, and all of a sudden I'm going to just stop by her house and have her in my show?
Because they got to get somebody for next season.
There's some ulterior motive going on there.
They're baiting it.
And then Teddy's like, oh, yeah, I'll just stop by on my way to get my dress, whatever.
Yeah. And the whole... Nobody came to Teddy's cycling class.
Erica Jane did not do that class. She acted like she did. She don't exercise like that.
I want more Erica Jane.
Yeah, she's been awfully dry. She's had a dry spell.
I know.
Maybe she's going to go on a show because they showed last week her reviewing her drawings for her costumes.
Oh, yeah.
So
I did like that.
Maybe that'll come up. We'll get to see.
Maybe.
I don't know. But the whole thing still just going on and on and on about the dog gate. And now it's, you know, just more than that. But finally came to a head. Kyle is not friends with Lisa and Ken anymore.
Well, I wrote down Lisa and Kyle switch quick. That edit, they were like, hello, how are you? You're not my friend. I was like, oh my God.
Well, I read Kyle's blog.
Oh, yeah.
And she said she's confronted Lisa about things before. And she said, you know, even on the show and things that have happened on the show. And she said, it's never gone from 0 to 100 like that. She said it was so bizarre. And she said, especially Ken. She said, when Ken just went nuts, she said, that was so bizarre. And she said, if he'd have just left, she said, Lisa and I would have hashed it out. But she said, it's just, it wasn't like anything that she's ever seen before. So I don't know if that means they're guilty and they got caught. I don't know. So, not at all. There wasn't a whole lot. I did. My one note on Beverly Hills is Kyle's red hat, not a good choice.
Oh, yeah. I'm ready for the hats to go.
I didn't like it at all on her.
Yeah, she has a weird shaped face.
Well, and I think, and she's short anyway. So it's like a short girl that wears a big floppy hat or even,
yeah.
It's not. Not necessary.
Yeah.
So.
I'm ready for the next fight. Or the next story.
Yeah.
And Denise Richards might as well not even be there.
Well.
And hardly know Lisa Rinna.
Yeah. They did the cycling stuff.
Well, Lisa Rinna's my favorite. Yeah. Well, Erica Jane, then Lisa Rinna.
And she's got no storyline either. There is absolutely no storyline except for Teddy, the Reed, and the dog.
I know.
And Lisa. Yeah, they need to show Camille's wedding or something.
Whose wedding?
Camille.
Oh, yeah. That'd
did
be
you
something.
See Denise and her, this? I did notice this. Denise and her husband opening, like, he comes in like with two or three bags or packages and he goes, "Here's all our wedding gifts." And she goes, "Oh, wow." And so let's sit down. They sit on the couch. They have literally like three gifts, and one of them is like a candle. I mean, it's like, these are,
because it wasn't a real wedding.
These are $1 million, you know, people and actors.
Guests.
Yeah. Oh, look at this candle. I love it.
Yeah.
I thought it was funny. It's like, man, I buy better gifts than that. Look at this Home Guard, this Home Goods gift card. Oh, I love it.
It's because it was a fake wedding. Well,
oh,
did you watch New York?
I love New York. That's my favorite.
Well, I remembered my funny line. You want to hear
yeah.
it? When Ramona got scared.
Oh, at, yes.
She said it looks like Bethany crying.
And then they showed Bethany crying.
It looked exactly like her. I couldn't stop laughing. I laughed out loud. It looked exactly like
that
Bethany
crying.
That
was funny. And I mean, Dorinda, I mean, why does she go to all that trouble? She's got the ugliest house I've ever seen for somebody who's supposed to have spent $500,000 on each bedroom.
Is it supposed to be like Disney World themed?
I think no.
Just, like fish room, princess room.
Yeah, and the Moroccan room, or I mean, it's like, I guess she's
weird.
Like a hotel. Like she just has different.
It's like a Disney World, Rockin' Hotel, yeah. The Animal Kingdom Hotel.
Yeah. Maybe
I don't know.
But
well, I put poor little Tinsley.
And that, okay, she has a beautiful body. She's a pretty woman. She's not that stupid. There's been a lot more stupid people on these shows. She seems friendly and nice. Like she's a nice feminine woman. Why is she like so desperate with this guy?
Because like, she wants a millionaire. There's only a few out
I
there.
I don't agree. It's all a state of mind. She is so weak and so, I don't know. I just can't figure it out. I mean,
she's got no respect for herself.
Exactly. I don't know. The ultimatum needs to drop.
Well, I think, and Sonia's got it all going on. She's got 100 men.
Always.
I know.
Ramona too?
I know. And they're like old.
Watch it. But I mean, Tinsley's still, she's like talking about having kids. She's 43 years old. You better get on it.
Yeah, I feel bad for her. They were all like going in on her.
I know.
She was like, "Well, I how would I know if he wanted to propose to me?" And they were like, "Oh, we know."
Well, yeah. Why wouldn't you know? That's the thing. She's one of those women that would be a very awesome kept woman. She wouldn't know how to pay a bill if it fell on her head. She wouldn't know anything. And she doesn't.
And no desires to spread their wings.
No ambitions. But then she said she stays in New York because that's where her brand is. What brand?
It, her charity brand and the Real Housewives of New York.
Well, I mean, I get that, but
they can't, they have to pretend like they're not on a show. That's what Heather McDonald says. They can't say, "I have to stay in New York because I'm on this show right now."
But I mean, she could still be married to him and come back for the show.
Well, I don't think he's interested in that.
You're probably right.
Maybe he does want a kept woman, but he wants her in Chicago.
Maybe.
And she's not going.
Maybe she got more balls than I'm giving her credit for.
Maybe, or she signed a contract that says she can't leave.
Maybe so. You have well, to be married to have a baby, though. Somebody need to tell her that, too.
That's what we call a trap, ladies and gentlemen.
Whoopsie. Yikes. Speaking of pregnant, we can come back to New York, but I was just watching Atlanta. OMG, all those women are humongously pregnant.
Who are all those women?
Porsche.
Just Porsche.
The other girl that was on like last season, that was Porsche's friend or Candy's friend, she showed up in a two-piece outfit 8 months pregnant at this final celebration thing they were having.
Oh.
Kenya, 8 months pregnant, and you can't tell if the baby's in the back or in the front. I mean, she is huge. And she's well into her 40s as well. But it's like, man. And Porsche, they did the gender reveal. She's having a girl. Oh. And so she's already had the girl, the baby. At the end, you know how they say where they're at now? The baby was born March 22nd, and her name is Pilar Genaria or something like that. And they're going to call her PJ for Porsche Jr.
PJ.
How cute is that?
That's like somebody that works on an oil rig.
Or my mechanic, PJ.
Yeah.
Change my oil.
Well,
so
I wrote,
what more about New York? What happened more?
I wrote more dogs.
Oh, those poor little dogs were scared.
They had the dog fashion show.
Yeah, but then they got to Dorinda's house with all the witches and stuff, and they left the dog to go out to dinner with all the scary
stuff.
I know.
Yeah, and Dorinda's sister, who looked like very rough.
She looked exactly like Dorinda if Dorinda worked offshore. Let's just say that.
If Dorinda's name was PJ?
Yes. It's like, oh my God.
Well, Dorinda, like, I feel like she tried to say it in a nice way that she's, like, pretty manly. She tried to say that she, like, does gardening or something, but what she meant was she was, like, manly.
Yeah, and she's never left that area.
And they keep saying how manly that Barbara is.
I know. No, it's just Ramona. It's just Ramona. She's such a bitch.
She's not feminine.
No. We just don't have anything in common.
Yeah.
Well.
Harsh, bro.
When Luann finally got there, they went out to dinner to make Luann feel at home. This nice hotel restaurant, you know, and then they tell Luann she gets the fish room.
The laughing, it was like, ah!
Yes, what was that about?
I don't know. I think they messed up on the editing there, because Dorinda was very hurt by what she said, and she like went crazy about the fish room. I think there was something else that they actually were fighting about,
and they left some stuff out. They left stuff. And then Tinsley, the only one with, like, you know, that made sense, she's like, I will take the fish room. I didn't think it would be that big of a deal. I will switch with you. I will, you know, and it's like all of the others are just, you know, shrieking.
Yeah.
It was weird.
Well, I think what actually happened was Dorinda did something to defend Bethany, which pissed off Luann, because she thinks Dorinda should be defending Luann. I don't really think it was about the rooms. I think it was about some kind of something else.
It's because Bethany requested the princess room, and so she was holding it for her.
Yeah. But I thought that was pretty ugly to be that rude about a room in her house. Exactly. How much she hates that room. I was like, damn.
Yeah, and that's what Dorinda said. I mean, am I running an inn now? I mean, you know.
Yeah. I hope that there was something else they were fighting about.
Yeah.
And it wasn't really that she was just that ugly about her room.
The Countess has a reputation. She's not always the nicest person. She's a snob.
Yeah, so. But I thought that was some next level rude.
Yeah. Yeah, they might have cut some stuff out. I don't know.
Well, I also wrote, I want to meet with Bethany's therapist.
Who's her therapist?
The one that she met with. He was so sweet. He made me feel so peaceful.
I don't think I saw that.
Well, she was talking to him about her fiance, Dennis, or whoever he was, passing away, and how she has all this guilt because, you know, their relationship wasn't working, and then he killed himself.
Yeah.
And so I know. And so the way that the therapist, like, explained it, he was like, it was just so peaceful. I was like, I feel like it's okay for me to love again now. And I can let go of that shame.
Good.
Yeah, so.
How did I miss that?
I don't know. They were sitting on the couch. Hmm. The couches. And he had kind of a mullet going on, I think.
Hmm. I sure did miss all of that. Oh, well.
He looked like he had the hair that on When Harry Met Sally that he has.
Oh, the curly mullet? The afro mullet?
Yeah, the balding in the front mullet. You know what I mean? The receding hairline going back.
That's almost mullet. George Washington type.
Yeah. It's not stylish, but he still made me feel comfortable.
Well, good. Oh, well.
So, yeah.
Well, I have a few not things that I'm obsessed with in a good way, but a couple of things I'm obsessed with in an annoyed way.
Oh, no.
I have been listening to different podcasts because I'm just kind of interested in listening to podcasts these days, and they're kind of new to me, so I've been exploring. Nothing is more annoying than you get on a podcast and there's a woman co-host that has nothing to say except, yeah, and laughs like that at the guy the whole time. And I have more than one example of that. The latest one, well, the first one is, what's his name?
Wells and Brandy.
Wells and Brandy. Can't stand it. She has nothing to add except, oh, yeah. Or she does like that. Anyway, I don't know if you ever watched Chelsea Lately. Heather McDonald. That's where I knew.
That was too inappropriate.
Yeah, it was. And it was a late night after 10 o'clock news show. So we'd watch it. Anyway, Heather McDonald used to be on regularly. All the people that she has on her podcast mostly used to come on as well. Chris Frangiola used to be on. And, you know, it was like a little panel and they would kind of switch off people. So it wasn't always the same people. Well, there was this guy named Ross Matthews. Do you know who he is?
Yes, with the high-pitched voice.
Yes, he sounds like a woman. He is hilarious. Well, he was on her podcast this week. And they were talking about all the juicy scoop, and it was hilarious. And I've always liked him. Well, he has his own podcast and promoted it on her show. And I thought, oh, I'm going to listen to Ross Matthews. I bet he's just as good as Heather. He's got a co-host named Trish somebody, and she talks like Brittany, like she's from the sticks, except it's not the whole time. She talks like that, and then when she starts talking about, you know, like, it's like she forgets herself, and then she talks regular. Huh. And then they'll say something, and she'll do... I was like, oh, my gosh. I can't even listen to it.
So it's ruined.
I had to turn it off. It's like, Ross, you don't need her. You don't need her. Anyway, that's my big annoyance. I have one more, in case you're interested.
One more thing you're annoyed with?
Let's see what...
Oh.
Everything is calligraphy. Every,
like, cursive?
Yes, but calligraphy. That you can't even make out the dang word. That it's written so fancy. And I mean, have you seen that? I was trying to read a sign that was posted on Instagram or something. I could not even read the word. With all of the scrum, it's like, okay, that's enough. It's enough of this.
Where I always see everybody be like, always wanted to learn, and then they post like the picture of their fancy pens.
Yeah. I want a package of the pens.
Yeah.
So I can just write, you know, I can write my notes for my podcast with that.
Yeah.
And one more thing. Instagram. I've been, you know, probably a late comer to Instagram too, but watching people's stories is almost like, you know, listening to podcasts, and you have your favorites, you know. Mm-hmm. How many people I never knew in this world that have a lisp and, and, you know, present themselves on Instagram. And I'm so happy that you guys could be here with me today. And it's like, so many.
I don't think I've said that so many times about people having lisps, and other people don't hear the lisp. Only I hear the lisp.
I can't.
Have you experienced that?
I don't know.
Where people, like, nobody except for you noticed that Colton had a lisp before.
Oh, yeah. And then there's different kind of lisp. There's the lisp like I'm doing right now, and then there's a bottom of the teeth lisp. Like, there's a...
the one that used to be in love with Tia.
Oh.
Right?
I don't remember.
I think she did. But...
Yeah.
Yeah. I notice a lot of lisps and nobody else notices it. And I'm like, is there something wrong with... Is my ears processing this as a lisp?
No, you are... You know who has a lisp that I can't stand? Is the one on... HGTV that was with Tariq, Christina.
Yeah, she has
a lisp, and it's like
it's because she has veneers in her teeth. She has like a retainer lisp.
Yes, it's a different kind of lisp, but it's just, it's so annoying.
It's called fake teeth.
I like the retainer lisp. That's a good one.
I used to have that expander lisp.
Yes, not retainer. Expander, yeah. And spacers.
Yeah, that's called orthodontics lisp.
Yeah, but then it goes away. I mean,
not if you have fake teeth in your mouth for the rest of your life.
Yes, I have really noticed it. Especially, there's two people that I love. They own, one of them, she owns a store and a design business in Atlanta, somewhere in Georgia or something, and she shows the homes that she remodels and she decorates, and I love watching that. I mean, it's like watching reality TV. But she talks the whole time and she lisp like this, and
you sound like Drew Barrymore.
Huh?
That sounds like Drew Barrymore.
Yes, her too.
Hers is like
you get lisp. Spit on the side of your mouth.
Hers is like a stereotypical, like, movie lisp.
Yeah.
Like, character lisp.
Yeah.
That's not a retainer lisp.
I don't know. But those are my annoyances this week.
I have a couple things about Instagram. Just so everybody knows, I still don't have the ability to put music on my stories. I probably never will. Somehow I got on the Instagram blacklist. Okay. I don't know. They won't let me post music on my stories. And I would have the best stories with music. Just saying.
Man.
Instagram. But I have something to say about Instagram.
Okay.
Is this new level in 2019 of Mary Kay Tupperware Party pyramid scheme harassment.
Oh, I haven't seen that.
Every single person I've ever known, you know. Hey, girl, even people I don't know, if I post anything that has to do with the gym, which I usually do on my story, you know, post like workout, whatever, I will get, hey, girl, are you on your fitness journey? I would love for you to join my group. Everybody joins my group. And if you get people to join your group, we'll all have a group that will have people joining this group. And I'm like, I don't want to join your group.
How you get more followers.
No, that's how they get a pyramid scheme of people.
But how do they sell you something?
Yes, you have to buy the shakes, you buy the program, you got to work out in your underwear in front of the TV in your house next to your couch. You got to do the whole thing. I'm like, I do you. Good job. I'm glad you found some people to work out with. I mean, we train people all the time. Working out is working out. But just because I posted something about me working out doesn't mean I want to work out in your group.
Yeah. I haven't had anybody ask me that kind of stuff. I guess.
Well, nobody thinks you're working out.
Nobody wants me.
Nobody wants you in their group. But if it also, it would be one thing if it is people I actually know, and then I could just be like, oh, no thanks. But it's like random people will just add me and be like, I see you're on a fitness journey. Do you want to join my group? 30-day trial. Get one shake, one lunch for the rest of 30 days.
I hate the word journey. Everybody's on a damn journey.
Yeah.
Get off the journey.
Yeah, you just hate popular things.
But that's like a fancy word to say, like, I'm living my life. I'm on a journey. You know? Anyway.
I'm not anti-journey.
I'm anti-journey and I'm anti-my truth. There is no my
truth. And you're anti-meal prep.
Oh, yeah, you are too. Admit it.
I just think it's funny that everybody's like, meal prep, cheese stick.
I call that cooking.
This is my cheese stick meal prep.
I call it cooking and having leftovers. This time I've been meal prepping my whole life.
Who knew? On your journey. Yeah.
On my journey. Damn.
Well, that's all I have to say. Do we have anything positive to end on?
I don't know. I just kind of like a bitch session every once in a while. We don't do that very often. We'll do
podcast. No, well, not on the podcast.
What?
We just save that for our own hours.
Oh, well, yeah. But we could do some positives next time.
Oh, I did have one thing to say about Project Runway. You need to watch it because they make stuff out of sleeping bags, grass, leaves.
I saw in the previews, and then it starts raining on them, and Christian is getting wet.
Yeah. Well,
it plays on Thursday night. I never catch up.
I know. There were some really good ones. Like, she put the elastic from something on a tarp to make it like a waistband. Like, they did some next level stuff.
All right. Well, I'm going to have to watch it. It just.
It wasn't just like.
Was it 2 hours again? The last one was 2 hours.
Yeah. You don't have to watch them make it. You just have to watch the runway.
Okay.
Unless you like the part where they're like, oh no, I don't know what to do.
Well, I usually like to know the, you know, the personal stuff that happens. Like, you know, this one can't sew. And so the other one says, you can't sew, you know, you suck. But
yeah.
Or when the models come in and they're like, oh gosh. But, you know, 2 hours.
Yeah. They're like, ugh, I got another plus size model.
They'd be hating on the fat girls.
Well, it didn't matter though, because they were wrapping them in sleeping bags. Oh, so they didn't were wearing care this tents. Time.
Good.
Yeah.
That's what a fat girl needs to wear.
One of them made a bungee cord dress, like made a bodice, like a corset looking shape with bungee cords on one of the plus size girls. He was like, it fits her figure perfectly.
Did it?
It actually did, because it wasn't just a tent. He like squeezed it with a bungee.
Oh, cool. Okay, well, I'm gonna watch it.
So that's positive.
Yeah, I love creative stuff like that. There's a new reality coming out with a bunch of Mexi ladies from San Antonio.
It's Texican.
Yes, from San Antonio. We're gonna see how that.
I'm ready for it. And be like. Hopefully nobody's listening to this in their headphones.
Really? Between Ramona shrieking and my podcast girl.
Yeah. Well, everybody should follow me at Lindsay R. Trahan on Twitter and Instagram.
And Trahan Home on Insta. I don't know what my handle is on Twitter. I don't tweet.
I think it's Melrose Place.
Oh, it is.
Yep.
Dang. That's an oldie but a goodie.
You weren't consistent with your brand.
I didn't even know what a brand was.
That's all right. One day when we get 4% of our husband's company, it won't matter anyways.
Yeah, 4%, that's bull. I'm getting half.
Well, thanks for listening. Don't forget to subscribe, share, and like.
Yahoo! Night night.
Bye.